This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You know, I decided we're going to take another day here and go through these last couple of verses. We've been in this for a year. I don't want to go through this last paragraph and rush through it. There's no need to do that. So we're going to take our time. I want to hit on some things I talked about yesterday on the end of the book here and on some differences in manuscripts. We're going to look at that. Lord willing, we'll have another program here tomorrow, I believe, and hope so. Lord, we thank you for another day. You've been so good to us. We praise and exalt you today, Almighty God. We ask for your blessings now on our study. Speak to us through your word. Help us to understand here these warnings here about adding to your word and about taking away from your word and about your outstretched arms here of whosoever wills. Help us to know you and understand you and your word better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in the end of Revelation here. I really wrapped it up yesterday, but I don't want to go fast through this. You know, the important thing here is to understand as we reach in the end of this book here that time is short. That today, on this day, the promise still stands. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the bride, that is you, the bride of Christ, is saying to everyone else out here, C-O-M-E, erku in the Greek. The word is come into the kingdom. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. That is, do you have ears to hear? That is, does a desire of God burn in your heart? If that's you, if you have ears to hear, then invite other people to come into the kingdom. Let him who is thirsty, let him who thirsts come. And then it says this, it says, whosoever will. This verse is the Calvinist nightmare, this verse, whosoever will. You know, the Calvinists say that only the elect, that Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated, and God only loves the elect and hates everyone else, just like he hated Esau, and salvation is only available to the elect. Everyone else, God takes good pleasure to damn to hell. Well, let me tell you what, friend, work your way around this, and that is whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever will. God is standing here with outstretched arms today, and he says to all of you, whosoever will. Now, granted, no one can come to him unless the Father who sent him should draw him. You've got to be drawn by him. You've got to be called by him. When God calls your cell phone, what do? You've got to be called. You see, when God calls you, he tells you a secret, and that is he tells you where to meet him and what you have to do to get inside of this kingdom. But he's still standing here with outstretched arms, and he says to you, whosoever will. This is an open, free plea to whosoever will. Are you a whosoever will? You bet you are. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely, that is Jesus Christ. Receive him. You are a whosoever will if you do what he says. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You are whosoever will if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you bow the knee to him and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I call on you to be saved. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You said in your word, I call on you. I believe you. I believe you're the Son of God. I receive you as my Savior. Lord, please forgive me. I repent of all of the sins that I've committed. I receive you as my Savior. I call you Lord. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. When you can pray that prayer, friend, you are whosoever will. You're part of the 1% when we look in the big picture of things here. And I want you to see God's got outstretched arms. He's calling everyone out here in this world, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life. That water of life is Jesus Christ. When you receive him, you will have eternal life. You're promised eternal life. If you die and leave this world prior to, you will wake up in heaven. The angels will come and take you away and take you into the presence of God. If you're alive when he comes back, then you're part of the blessed that won't ever die. That's the number one thing on my bucket list, friend, is not dying. It says, all those who live and believe in me, Jesus said, will never die. This is a win-win situation. You can die and leave this world and have the angels take you up into heaven where you will have eternal life. You'll never see hell. You'll have eternal life in the presence of God forever and ever. Or you can be the blessed generation that's still alive when he returns and you will never die. You'll be like Elijah, the prophet who never died. You'd be like Enoch, where the Bible says he walked with God for 300 years and he was not, because God took him. Those are the only two blessed that have never died. But there's going to be a generation here coming up soon. I think it's you. If it's not you, surely it'll be your children that won't ever die. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. All you need to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Time is short. And here today, on this day, the promise still stands. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You never know when you're going to leave this world. Now, I wrote this down. This is when I taught this in church, March the 12th. As of March the 12th, I read 124 people died on that day. 107 people died every minute. You never know when you're going to leave this world. The Lord's offer is extended to you today. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I testify to everyone that hears the words of this book that if anyone adds to them, may God add to him the plagues written in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, may God take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city and from the things written in the book. Now, I said yesterday how the King James Version was an error, and I just wanted to explain more about that. When the King James Version was translated, they used for their Greek manuscript one manuscript compiled by a gentleman named Erasmus. Now, this man, he had access to 8 manuscripts, and out of the 8, he came up with one manuscript from the majority reading of all 8. For instance, if you've got 7 that read one thing and one reads the other, you throw out the one, go with the 7, because you believe you're going to have the most accurate reading. Now, out of the 8 manuscripts, the one he had for the book of Revelation was in tatters, especially at the very end. You know, the very end. You know, sometimes at the very end of something that you might have, whether it's a newspaper or a book or something that's been read and read and read and read by hundreds of people, it's tattered. Sometimes at the very end, well, at the very end of this old scroll, these last couple verses here were unlegible and tattered and kind of ripped. And here where it says that if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, may God take away his part from, now his said the book of life. Actually, it didn't say that. His didn't say anything. So he had to go back to the Latin, and the Latin, as it turns out, was corrupt. It had the word libre for book, and he took the Latin, retranslated the Latin into Greek because he didn't have any Greek manuscript that had the end of Revelation in it. So that's why these last two chapters, there's a lot of alternate readings. If you have a New King James Version, you'll notice in this book more than any other, you'll see a whole bunch of other alternate readings in there from majority text, what my Bible is, or you'll see the NU footnotes in there because of the shortage, the lack of manuscripts for the book of Revelation 500 years ago. That was the problem here. So, but there is not one Greek manuscript in existence that has the book of life. There is none. There is no manuscript that says the book of life. What all Greek manuscripts say, may God take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city and from the things written in this book. Verse 20, he who testifies to these things, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, yes, I'm coming quickly. Amen. Yes, come Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. Amen. And again, the King James Version closes with these words, and that is the end. You've got the book. It's complete now. God says, if anyone takes away from this book, may God add to that person all the plagues that are written in it. And if anyone adds to, or actually, I got it backwards. If anyone adds to this, we've got amen. We've got the end. If anyone adds to this, may God add to him all the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from what we've just looked at, after the amen, if anyone takes away from that, may God take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city and from the things written in this book. In other words, you know, it's funny. You don't see that after the book of Leviticus. There's no promise there. If anyone takes away from this book, you'll have your part taken away from the book of life. You don't see that after the book of Deuteronomy. You don't see it after the book of Galatians. But you see it here in these last warnings that his return is near, is imminent. The Lord is coming back soon. This is what's going to happen. All of these plagues, the wrath of God is going to come on all of those who refuse Jesus Christ. All of the ungodly, and in his own word, all of the dogs, all those that won't turn and repent of their sin, the Lord's coming back soon. And he's coming back to inflict, it says, judgment on all those who don't obey the gospel and all those who don't receive Jesus Christ. And he says here at the end of this book, if you mess with this book and change one word, add a word, or take away a word, then all this stuff is going to come upon you. Now we're wrapping up this book of Revelation. We'll be back again tomorrow as we go through this cast of characters. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.